D&D has come a long way in the past few years. And if you're looking to level up your dice as well as your gameplay, Modern Artifice has you covered. Their artisanal metal dice sets are high-end, look great, and give a satisfying weight to your dice rolls.
Check out their solid metal sets like this Critical Silver Reactor, which even glows in the dark. Or try their hollow frame dice, intricate metal woven into our favorite polyhedral shapes for a truly unique rolling experience.
If you're into something more classic, Modern Artifice has a plethora of colored and themed resin dice sets so you can find the perfect set to match your character.
Feeling adventurous? Try Modern Artifice's mystery dice sets. This grab bag will give you a full set of resin or metal dice. You never know what you'll get, but you know it will always be quality.
So get yourself to modernartifice.com today and use code GOON10 at checkout for 10% off your purchase. That's GOON10 at checkout for 10% off. Modern Artifice, your one-stop shop for magical merchandise and nerdy novelty.
Drogar, what is that?
A dome of wind and mist. I think we can assume that Strahd has discovered our intentions.
He really must not want us to get that skull into the beacon. And anything Strahd doesn't want, I do want.
I couldn't agree more, Kaz. How do we make it happen?
I'm taking the skull into the beacon. I'm the only one that can carry it myself.
K'varn, if Strahd is in there, he'll do everything he can to stop you.
Let him try.
Very well, Kaz. The rest of us will keep him distracted.
I'll keep him full of arrows. That ought to distract him. I may be able to restrain him as well.
I'll aid you however I can, Kaz. However, whatever spells I can muster, I will use to weaken him.
I can take Desi and ride her around so I can heal everybody.
Absolutely not. That's far too dangerous. Promise me you'll stay close.
Okay, I promise I won't get hurt.
Thank you.
Come on, Desi.
Now, wait, what? Yeah!
Hey, Dungeoneers. Thanks so much for joining us for another episode of the Strahdcast. If you like what we do here, remember to follow us on YouTube or subscribe via your favorite podcast app to get notified every time we release new episodes. Thanks again, and take your listen with advantage. When last we left our heroes, bidding the swamps of Verez a relieved farewell, our heroes made their return to Argenbost Holt, reclaimed skull in tow. Upon arriving, however, they found the ancient keep, shrouded in swirling, opaque mist. Sensing Strahd was once again nearby, our heroes charged forward without fear. At the steps of the keep, they faced the Count. But he would not face our heroes alone this time. Projecting his dark will as puppet strings, he raised the ancient body of Argenvost himself to bring his august power to bear on our heroes. Can victory yet be won? And at what cost? Find out now on the Strahdcast. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Shuffle off this mortal coil and transport yourselves to the far, foggy realm of Barovia.
That's going to bring us to Dimitri. He's going to come over this way. He holds index and middle fingers aloft on either hand, forcing them in opposite cardinal directions. And as he does so, he, like, from his fingertips, he almost, like, traces these sigil signs in the air.
Go ahead, hot boy.
bright, almost electric blue, this, like, sort of sigil circle comes to form between him. Until at last, with the two fingers of his left hand, he pulls back and then shoots forward like a pool cue. I say, Zakea! And lightning bolt launches from his fingers.
Lightning bolt!
And it's going to crash across both claws.
Come on.
And then Irina is going to go up. And you see her, like, she starts running forward and with a look of determination on her face. She is not afraid. She rushes forward to face her destiny.
Yes, ma'am.
As she moves across the field, she pulls one of the javelins, like, from off the sheath in her back. And in one fluid motion, never taking her eyes off Strahd, with one fluid motion, she just pulls, assumes the form, and throws, just like you've been teaching
her. Plants her left leg!
Yes.
Plants her leg! Plants her back foot! And hauls that thing, let's see.
If my intelligence were above a 10, I'd know that's called kinetic linking. But I'll just say, plant the back foot.
And that will be enough.
Yes.
She throws a javelin, and it, like, Strahd kind of, like, dances out of the way, but you see it, like, cuts across his fine tunic that he's wearing, leaving a, like, a frayed and damaged
swath across his chest. That's right. Fuck up his Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Key his car.
Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, and so it, like, and he
slashes his tires.
Key is Dragon Corpse.
So yeah, it kind of like cuts across his fine, you know, sort of silks that he's wearing, and he like looks down in consternation, throws his dark eyes back down. It's,
you will mend that when we return to the castle.
Oh, fuck this guy! Fuck him!
Fuck this fucking guy! All right.
The women are angry!
My plans just changed.
Okay, that is Dimitri.
Drogar at that last moment will turn to Irina and go, "That's true, Irina! Now fight Koa!" Move! He's in a whole nother level of combat strategy right now because he knows
he can
hold it off and people can do damage, but they can't get caught in the open.
Yeah. So yeah, great. Hearing that, we'll get as far away as she can. That was Dimitri and Irina. Then what happens?
Oh god.
Suddenly, from that far parapet over there on the far side of the wall, an enormous Bastila bolt comes soaring through the air and like plunges into the ribcage of this demonic dragon. And all of you swivel your heads around to the top of the parapet, and you see Owain Horngard. Standing at the firing station of an enormous ballista. Loosing the bolt, he like steps his way around the ballista and pulls his enormous great sword, shing, and like sinks into the stone floor of the keep, and he keeps like walking forward like the Terminator, dragging the sword behind him, just leaving a trench in the keep as he goes, and he says,
Too long if you poison this hallowed ground with your venom. This valley rejects you just as we did, just as they do now. Face me, monster!
And then he kind of like turns to you all and says, Visco, get it to the tower, light the beacon! And he starts rushing forward towards Strahd.
I would love to subvert all of my like childhood trauma in this moment by saying, God, that's so gay.
Okay, Olaf, we are back to the top of the order. It is you, Drogar, you are on deck.
So just so I know, where is Horngard in this?
He's kind of like up on the parapet. He started that far side. He fired a ballista bolt and then kind of like came forward. Okay, Olaf, you're up. What do we got?
Okay.
Olaf
is going to make his way and stand right in the doorway of the tower, blocking the entrance.
Great, okay.
He is going to focus in on Strahd and use his sharpshooter feat.
Okay.
To take a shot.
Fire away.
I'm going to roll my metal die that I got from Campbell for Christmas.
Yay! Oh, come on. No.
Ugh. Snaps in half.
You know, he's going to take a second shot. Olaf really doesn't like
it's
hard
because it's because the dragon is in the air and its altitude is always changing because of the flapping. Yeah, okay.
Yes!
That's a natural D heart on the D die.
Thank you, D.
So now, that was a sharpshooter shot, so I'm just doubling the normal damage.
Just roll them twice. I think I just want to land on roll them twice on a crit.
Roll them twice.
Anything else is too complicated or dangerous.
You got it.
10 damage total for the crit shot, and then another 10 for the sharpshooter. So 20 points of damage on that one shot.
Fucking A.
And that just, like, he concentrates in, and that just hits Strahd, like, right in the chest.
Yeah, I think, so you fire that first one, and again, he, like, raises a hand, the claw comes up, blocks it, and he brings it back down. He's like, ha ha ha! And then your second bolt, like, square in the face.
In the empty eye socket.
Yeah, square in the face, smashes
into
him.
In the empty eye socket.
Anything else, Olaf?
I think he'll just, like, give him, like, a...
Fantastic.
That's it, yep.
Fantastic. Drogar, you're up.
Drogar takes a free action and looks at Horngard. Horngard!
prima dictati.
Evil must be defeated.
Draconis Veritas, the enemy of my enemy, is my friend.
Fight with me, brother.
Yes.
And we end this monster.
And he puts his mace into the sky. He puts his mace into the sky and he brings it down on Strahd and he just goes, ah! And flame strikes him.
There's that fifth level spell, baby.
Woo!
There's that fifth level spell.
Give me a dex save, baby.
You got it. All right.
Come on.
Does that flame strike is an area, right?
Yeah.
Great. I'm going to say you're going to get Strahd, the body, and both claws.
Great.
Come on.
So I'm going to give a dex save for Strahd. Ooh, that's not good. That's only a 9 for Strahd.
That's a fail.
The first claw will also fail. The second claw will succeed with a nat 20.
Okay.
And the body will fail with a 9.
Fail.
Oh my god.
So three fails and a success.
Roll it up. Yep.
28 points of damage to all of those. Half of that is fire and half of that is radiant. As you see his mace go into the sky and like the three spirit guardians go up.
Yeah,
into this kind of
four now.
Four, hell sorry, yeah. The four spirit guardians go up into the sky and you see for a second the clouds break and a tiny beam down and just and the flames come up and the light comes down.
Yeah, it like scorches across him and the body and the claws. Fantastic. Anything else, Drogar?
I will move to the side.
Sure, great, yeah.
And then that's the end of my turn. That's it.
Okay, so this is going to be claw number one who is going to go for you again, Drogar. It's going to be a 25.
Yeah, that connects.
At last. 15 points. 15 points of slashing damage as this claw comes in and finally connects. You feel it like almost wrap around you and the tips, the like curved tips of the claws dig up in the soft points of your armor and you feel the pinpoints of the talons dig into you. So now Strahd controlling the body, he sees Kaz go into the tower and he says, no, no, no! And he like whips it forward, almost lashing the reins of a horse. And the wings begin to beat as he flies his way over to the tower itself.
Does he move out of my range of combat?
No, because he's up in the air.
But even moving out of...
All right, sure, go ahead.
Even lifting up.
Sure, go ahead, go ahead.
Warcaster, Guiding Bolt.
All right, sure, go ahead.
Let me have it!
You got it, you got it.
Poeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeee
target.
Let's say, yeah. What do you target?
One of the five, right? Him or
so
any of the body parts.
So it's body, two claws, and tail, and Strahd.
Let me hit Strahd.
Great. Okay.
I'll aim for Strahd. That's a 17 on the die.
That'll do it. Roll damage.
Oh wow.
That sounded like a lot.
Oh,
of
dice. Oh, that's a lot of high die too.
Fuck him up.
28 points of radiant damage.
Yes, fuck him.
As a third level guiding bolt, as he starts to fly, you know, Drogar is like, "You'll fight this with me!" And he just goes, boom, and boom, just flies out and hits him, like, I guess in the back shoulder he's, like, flying away.
Yeah.
We all have to say that to Strahd at some point before the end of the campaign. You'll fight us with me!
Strogar's just like, coward!
Great. Anything else?
That's it. That was just my reaction.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes. Okay, so it's still the body. Yeah, so he is going to... Okay, let's see.
Yeah, you're still going toward Chasm. Though.
Let's see if he gets the...
Before I so rudely interrupted.
How dare you?
How dare I?
He gets the recharge.
Fuck.
He gets the recharge. So, okay. So, am I not inside?
You are. You are, but here's what I'm going to make happen because I'm the DM. So he's going to like fly over and then you see the wings go limp as he like falls through the air. You all like have to take a moment to adjust as the earth shakes beneath you. He comes and slams down, landing right in front of you, Olaf.
Oh, yeah.
And he is going to direct that breath weapon into the door of the tower.
No fucking way.
And Olaf is just standing right in front of it like, come and get me!
As the fire spills out, it just washes over you, Olaf, and travels up the staircase to strike Kaz as well. So I'm going to need dex save from both of you.
I just imagine, too,
up
like,
the enclosed
as the
space.
Dragon, yeah. like,
is spitting the fire out. Olaf is just standing in front of it like, aah!
Yeah!
Just
yeah!
Like screaming.
And Drogar is just like, Olaf, no!
That's awesome. Great. So dex saves for both of you.
That is a bastard 20.
Oh, God.
Okay.
It failed for me.
Ooh, what is it?
Two on the die.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so you're going to fail. Kaz, that will save.
Nice.
Olaf, you are going to take 29 points of necrotic damage. Is that what? That makes sense since you failed because you were just you did say you were just standing there taking it, which
protecting
is awesome.
The queen.
Yeah, I was trying to block up the whole door.
You just macho, right. You just macho manned it. You were like,
so is that 14 for me?
Correct. Yeah. So 29 for Olaf, 14 for Kaz. So Kaz, you're running up the stairs, and all of a sudden, like, the stairway in front of you begins to glow this eerie green color. As you look behind you, and it's just a wall of necrotic flame coming up the stairway behind you, and it washes across, but, like, maybe you use the skull to block a little bit of it or something.
Go, go, go!
Yeah, great.
I think it's that. I think she, like, just like when like a little kid's running away from a wave crashing on the shore, like, she kind of picks her heels up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And just gets her, yeah, doesn't quite wash over her, but just grazes her as she, like, yeah, kind of, you know.
Excellent.
Jumps out of the way.
Okay, excellent. Kaz, you're up.
Okay, same fucking thing. Dash and dash.
Okay, so that's another 80 feet?
It's either another 80 feet if you want me to carry over my athletics saving throw, or if you want me to...
No, the athletics was to get it up. So, okay. Yeah, now
as
you have it.
You have it up.
Okay, then yeah, another 80 feet.
Well, let's make it dramatic. Why don't you give me another athletics? You're good at those, so I'm confident in you.
And you have advantage.
27.
Totally, yeah.
Yes,
go
ahead. Ma'am.
Go two. Well, so another 80 feet.
Okay, 80 feet.
If you're dash and dashing.
I never had a doubt.
Oh. He's standing there charred to a crisp, just looking over your shoulder.
30. 30?
Yep.
Here? Yep.
Correct.
Okay.
35.
35, 40, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70. Yeah.
75, 80?
Yeah.
Sure, we call it. Yeah,
God.
Great. Yeah. She's moving. She's smoovin'. She's
okay.
Schmoovin'.
Three quarters of the way up the second floor.
You're almost there.
The beacon's on it!
Damn it, I knew I should have made it taller.
Honestly, I forgot. Peek behind the player curtain.
This has not been easy. We have been debating this all week.
Seriously. Peek behind the player curtain. Trev, you know this, but we have a separate Discord server.
I know.
And there is a channel in that server that you are not allowed in.
I know.
Because I'm the owner and I make the rules. but we've been debating what to do for the last, like, however many weeks. And I forgot until, like, right before we started that I could dash and... that I could take dash as a bonus action. I forgot. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I forgot that was a thing.
Uh-huh.
She's just got, like, such laser-focused tunnel vision, and it's just driven by anger. Her
mm-hmm.
rage is just
mm-hmm.
driving her up the stairs. And she remembers another orcish prayer that Krull, the leader of Windspear, taught her and all of the other half-orc and orcish children in the tribe Windspear, which Whoa. Means the dead earned death.
Yeah, that's great.
So, it's fucking, like, metal as fuck.
The dead earned death. So she's running this skull up as this desecration is happening with this dragon corpse behind her, and just she wants to just become the instrument of Grumsh in this moment and just deliver the Christian burial that it deserves.
Fuck yeah. Take an inspiration, Kaz.
Fuck yeah.
Great. All right, Strahd's up. He's free of the grasping vine, so he is going to use his turn to direct both claws. And both claws are going to take a swipe at Olaf.
Run!
Come and get me.
Oh, boy.
You have to get past me to get to Kavan. Gladly. Good luck.
Oh, no! He got the 20!
Get
out of here! He got the 20. Okay, all right.
All right. Well, that changed.
Okay.
My turn.
So the one claw wings around, slamming into your side, Olaf. You're going to take 21 points of slashing damage from the claw. Second claw, 23 to hit. Yeah. For 14 points on the second. So he lands, the fire washes across you. Olaf goes up there, and then Strahd is going to use his turn to direct both claws, which just bash in, like, slam down on top of you, standing before the tower.
The strength left your people centuries ago. You think you can stand before me now?
Yeah, I think, like, those strikes, like, knocked Olaf to the ground, and he, like, he's looking real fucking rough, and but he, like, picks himself up and just, like, spits some blood out, and he goes,
I'm still standing.
Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah! All right, Winnie, you're up.
Oh, boy. How much can I move on Desi? How much can Desi move?
Desi's movement speed is 60 feet, I believe. Yeah, 60 feet.
Okay. I'm gonna yaw Desi as these claws, as I'm looking past the dragon's body, mm-hmm. watching these claws come down on Olaf. I'm gonna ride 15 feet over to the left and reach down a hand and say, come on, come on, come on! And I'm gonna try and shoot.
Like, get Irina up
get
onto
Irina
the horse.
Up on the horse.
Fantastic. Great. I'm gonna have her take an acrobatics check. She grabs your little hand and puts another on the back of the saddle, and she hikes herself up gracefully. Yeah, and like throws the leg over Desi, so she's right behind you. She's like cradling you. Both of you sat atop the horse now.
Great. So as soon as I get Irina up on the horse, I'm reaching in my bag and I'm pulling out my slingshot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to, as we're riding, and now she's like got the reins, like, from around me.
Yeah, Irina takes the reins. Yeah,
The reins, and I'm going to pull out my slingshot while we're riding, and I'm going to try and fire a Cure Wounds over at Olaf.
Great,
with
okay.
my touch spell slingshot.
Yep, great.
Roll to hit Olaf.
Yes, roll to hit, yeah. So it'll be like you're trying to hit with the slingshot, so plus your dex and proficiency.
Nice.
18 on the die.
Yeah,
that'll do. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Cure Wounds, and I'm gonna do that at a third level. So is that 3d8?
Yeah.
Yes.
Olaf takes 15 points of healing.
There you go.
More than doubled my health.
Yay! Woo! Oh, phew. Okay, so he takes 15, and then that's my whole action. I've got Irina up on the horse.
If you have a bonus action spell, you can do it, because the slingshot is using an item. It's not technically casting.
Is it not technically casting a spell?
Yeah.
I can do a bonus action?
I think. Yeah, why not?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
it. It's using
that.
The weapon, right?
Great.
Because your weapon is what's enchanted.
The spell slot
to do
is
that.
The ammunition. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, well then let's say, yeah, I fire off that slingshot, Cure Wounds. I see that hit Olaf. And then as I'm wont to do, I watch that healing energy strike him, and I'm gonna pull a little bit of it back and swing it around, and I'm gonna, you know, you see like a whip of eraser dust swing out around the dragon like another tail out at Drogar, and I'm gonna healing word you again.
Okay.
This time I'm gonna just do at first level.
Yeah, do what you can.
Drogar takes 7 back.
Nice.
Heck yeah.
Thank you.
And then that will be...
That's that?
That will be that.
Our blood runs as one in life and death. Author Dragon Jane brings you his debut novel, Harbingers of Ragnarok, Berserker. An immersive dystopian tale born of Nordic myth, Berserker follows Malak, a young man brought back from the dead and plunged into a world of blood, brotherhood, and rage on his quest to avenge his mother's murder. Harbingers of Ragnarok, Berserker is available now on Amazon, Booktopia, and Serenity Publishing's website. For more from Dragon, you can find him at his website, dragonjane.com.au, or under the handle at heavymetal_gamemaster on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitch.
Trevor, is that an elephant?
I freed him from the circus, but a whole lot of clowns and a tiny car are in hot pursuit. We gotta hide him, quick!
Okay, we'll need chicken nuggets and a really large barn.
Wow! Where'd you learn that trick?
Just something I picked up from Martha Carr's newest book, Lassair, the second entry in her Queen of the Flightless Dragons trilogy.
Is that the one where a gamer girl with a taco truck saves the world from interdimensional demons?
The very same, and much like that clown car, agents from another world have started hunting her down, but this time she'll use her true-found magic and her dragon to bring the fight to them.
That would make great reading while we hide out in this barn.
Well, then head on over to MarthaCarr.com to learn more.
Nothing to see here, boys.
Lassair, Book 2 in the Queen of the Flightless Dragons trilogy is available exclusively on Kickstarter. To reserve your copy, head to MarthaCarr.com or check the Kickstarter link in the episode description.
Okay, here we go. The tail is gonna whip back around again. I targeted Drogar with the claws, so the tail is again gonna whip around and try and hit you, Winnie. Ooh, no, that'll miss with a 12.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, it goes. Whoo, swipes overhead, over your head.
And her and Irina duck. Oh, that's so epic. As the horses.
Well, I think that as that tail is starting to come around, the lash of eraser dust that I would just sent out at Drogar is coming around. I think they hit each other.
Nice.
And it sends the tail like.
Yeah. Oh, great. Okay. Claw number two is coming in. It is going to target Olaf.
Mm-hmm.
Strahd raises his hand again and slams it down. Yeah, 28 to hit.
Yeah.
It's a dragon. What do you want? 12 points.
Okay.
Of slashing damage.
Thank God you healed me, because I'd be down if you didn't.
Yay! Okay, that is going to bring us to Dimitri Irina. Dimitri's going to run up. This time, coming from the rear of the dragon, he again draws that arcane sigil in the air and fires off another lightning bolt, this time aiming for the tail and Strahd himself.
All right.
Devil, meet thy holy fire! I can't see shit on that die. I don't know why I keep rolling it. Tail saves. Strahd saves. Irina, on the back of the horse, again whips out her second javelin.
Epic!
And from the back of the horse, like the Scythians of old, hurls a javelin. The first to tame the horse and bring it to war. That'll hit. She only has eyes for Strahd this evening as she hucks her other javelin up, and it again impacts into his side, and he has to, like, it, like, lances into his side underneath his arm, and he has to look down on it, and, like, you see his, like, frustration, embarrassment, and anger as he has to pull this javelin out of his own side that she just put there, and he snaps it in half.
Hey, wait, that was my javelin, Dick.
Dick?
Stop breaking my weapon.
That's true. That is your javelin. So that is going to bring us to the knights. Sir Godfrey also appears atop the ramparts, making his way up, rising up through the floor. You see them both up on the parapet, standing sentinel, looking down at the combat before them. And you see Godfrey turn to Owain Horngard and gently lay a hand upon his soldier, a shoulder, and he just says, be swift, be strong. And he lays a hand, and you can see, like, almost like wind begins to coalesce around him, lifting him up and propelling him forward as Godfrey casts haste upon our revenant revenant ally.
Fuck yes.
And then Owain is going to take a step back, throwing his arms out in front of him like the Terminator. He runs and launches himself off the top of the keep, coming to land on the back of the dragon.
Oh, my God.
It's like the Matrix building jump.
Yeah. He like leaps out, and the camera slows down as he's going, and he like, you can see that he like lands on his chest as it impacts on the back of the dragon's spine, but he finds his feet. And as he, standing on the back of this dragon, he looks at Strahd and says,
and so, after all this time, a golden opportunity laid at my feet to hold my oath fulfilled and to see you doomed!
And Strahd just kind of like looks back over his shoulder and says,
didn't I kill you once?
What a dick.
Kill him, fucking
And Horngard rushes forward, raising the greatsword above his head, and he's gonna attack.
Let's go!
Come on.
He gets one, which will connect. Second will also connect. Third attack, because of haste, will also hit. Oh boy. Okay, fourth attack, because of haste.
Let's go! I think Horngard's, like, my new favorite character in this campaign.
Dude, he's a fucking badass.
Yeah.
All four will connect.
Let's go!
So he just rushes forward, and he takes that greatsword, and it's like when Cloud does the cross slash, you know, he's just like, like four clear, strong, practiced motions.
I love the fact that you, like, just referenced Final Fantasy VII.
Never halting his momentum. It's just taking the momentum from one slash into the next, like a choreographed dance. And he just bears down on Strahd. And they're like having this duel atop the zombie dragon.
Let's go.
Okay.
Trevor, I think you finally outnerded yourself.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, that's the end. We are back to the top of the order. Olaf, what you got?
Holy
on,
shit! Get out of there, Olaf! Okay.
You don't get to us in the front!
All right, so now Strahd and Horngar are in battle then, right? So they're...
Yeah, they're kind of like, locked up there.
Right up and face to face. Okay, so that changes what I'm going to do now that I have an ally within 5 feet of him.
Yes,
that's fine.
Oh,
flanking! Hell yeah!
Some mechanical benefits?
Well, actually, it was a good and a bad. I was going to do more damage, but now I have some other damage benefits, so it's great.
Love that. It all comes out in the end.
Everything is great. Yeah.
Everything is awesome!
I'm gonna...
Basically, Olaf is prepared for every situation.
Yeah.
Just like the Berserker's taught him. Yep. I'm so proud.
Okay. Precision shot. Ripping it off at him.
That's Strahd?
Yep. Yeah.
Fire away.
That is an 18.
Oh, yeah, that'll do.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I got a plus 10 now to my shot. It's
holy
real nice.
Shit!
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Torgar just looks over at Dimitri and goes, "That guy fucks."
All right. And that is going to be 11 damage for just the arrow and then the 10 for the precision shot. So 21 for shot number one.
Oh my God.
Damn.
And then shot number two. I'm going to do the same thing.
Fire away, baby.
Jamon.
Fuck it. I'm doing it. Rolling a superiority die.
Yep. Send it away.
Do it.
I don't think that's going to do it. That's going to be a 15 to hit.
No, not enough. Not enough. Shit.
And I was wrong anyway. It wasn't a 15. It was like a 13.
Oh, great. Either way.
Okay. So that's it. And then... He's just gonna stand his fucking ground right in the doorway, and that's
it. He's not going nowhere. Yeah. All right, great, Drogar, you're up.
Drogar looks at Dimitri, and goes, "With me, flank on the left. I'll take the right side.
Lead the way.
Mil look, told here, and the spirit guardians.
Yes, yes."
Velandril, Massius, and Terathil come flying
and
out
Artemis.
Of the mace. And Artemis at the last minute with his arrows flying on Sasha's back. Just...
Hell yeah!
I need a wisdom saving throw.
Okay, so your spirit's guarding is from there. I'm going to give it on the body and on the second claw.
And Strahd.
He's up in the air. You know, he's on top of the dragon. He's
yeah, we've
like,
only got 15 feet on
elevated up in the air.
Oh, shit. Okay.
But that's good. You'll get the... I'm going to give you the body and one of the claws.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah,
take
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Also, if you'll allow, I forgot to roll my sneak attack damage for the first shot. That's an extra 9 points of damage.
On Strahd?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a dex saving throw for...
Wisdom!
Wisdom saving throw for... okay, so I'm going to say the body fails... count that 6, 5 and 10. So
two
yeah,
fails.
Both fails.
15 points of radiant damage.
Ooh, baby. Anything else, my friend?
I think that's it for me.
Alright then, that is gonna bring us back to Argenbost's claw. So he looks down at you, Drogar, and you, Olaf, squaring up with you, but Strahd knows the real threat is higher up in the tower. So again, you see, feel those wings as he begins to lift up off the ground. If you want to take attack of opportunity, Drogar and Olaf,
get
you
him.
Are able to.
Warcaster, I'm going to do it.
I'm going to say, Olaf, you could do to either of the claws. Drogar, you could do to claw two or the body. Which section
you
want to... Yeah.
You can cast a spell on a...
I could do it at Strahd.
Oh, yeah, you could.
Because
yeah,
I can
yeah,
cast
yeah.
a spell.
All right, what do we got?
It's a 24 to hit.
That'll hit.
That's a 20. Dirty 20 for Strahd.
That'll okay. hit. Tyler, what are you targeting?
Whichever claw looks the most beat up.
Sure thing.
Almost max damage.
Nice.
That is 12 points of damage.
Super. All right, and Drogar.
Sorry, give me a second. I gotta get these 66 ready here.
66?
Oh, shit.
Why do I do that to myself?
Casting high level guiding bolts and then losing his way.
19 points of radiant at Strahd.
Cool, baby.
That
okay.
last third level guiding bolt. And as he's like lifting up, he goes, and he shoots it at him and he goes, "You have no honor."
Nice. Okay. But so he's lifting off. Yeah, Olaf fires off a shot. Drogar fires off a guiding bolt as he lifts into the air. Man, that Warcaster is good. But he lifts up into the air. And he is going to sort of rise up the tower. And maybe like Kaz, as you rush your way up, as you get to, you know, where you sort of land here, you hear from outside the rushing of the wind.
That's so fucking creepy.
So crazy.
Hearing the wings fucking flapping and seeing like the skeletons coming
up
to the.
That's so fucked up.
It's so like.
Trevor, what are those called? Those little windows in the parapets?
Murder holes.
Yes, where the archers would lean out of.
They have a more official name than that, but I always call them murder holes.
Do you know what they are, Trevor? The
not right now. I'm DMing. Anyway. Okay. The dragon's flying. Okay.
With Horngard on his back.
Yes, I'm gonna give him an athletics check to see if he holds on. Yeah, he's fine. He grabs onto like one of the vertebra of the spine of the dragon and holds tight. And flies up and comes to rest like by the side of the tower. And all of you on the ground look up in horror as again Strahd reels back a hand and casts it forward and cries out. He kind of like looks down at you as he's floating there next to the length of the tower and says,
once all of you are bleeding into the soil, I'm going to fly this monstrosity to Valaki and put an end to this alliance of the silver bow. You think I was so blind to not see this treachery forming in my own valley? You filled my subjects' minds with fool notions of resistance, and it's high time I disabuse them of your lies.
And he reels back and sends the cloth forward, and he's gonna try and blast right through the side of the tower to get a cast.
Fuck.
Wah!
I still have all my fingernails. We'll see how long.
Barely.
That's a 26 to hit.
Whoa! Wait, that's not against the tower? That's just against me? Against me, that's a hit.
It'll be the tower, too. I think I'm gonna... Yeah. So he's just gonna... Yeah, he's just gonna blast through and he's gonna go at you.
Okay. Then the 26 is definitely a hit.
Uh-huh.
Against me.
No. You know what? He's not going for you. No. It's worse.
Oh, well, great.
He's gonna...
I'm so glad I asked.
He's gonna strike at the... It's way worse. Oh, I'm sorry, Kay. It's way worse. He's gonna strike at the tower and kind of like start kind of trying to claw it down. And so you're running, Kaz, with the skull above your head. And then all of a sudden, like in the opening of Skyrim, you just see this draconic hand blast through the wall of the tower and rake its claws like... tearing away the staircase in front of you. I need you to make me an athletics check.
You're so good at that. I'm so good at that.
As concrete and plaster and rubble all start to collapse around this around you.
Ah! That's a natty 18. I can see that from here.
27.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah, so he like crashes, like takes the stairs out from almost underneath your body, Kay. But I think Kaz, you may, like, begin to drop, but you grasp hold and manage to grab hold of the skull. So it like Captain America holding the helicopter. You have one hand on the edge of the staircase, one hand on the skull.
As she like begins to like muscle up her way with one hand.
Yeah, crawling yourself back up to the staircase. Okay, great. So that's not going to do any damage on you. You are not going to fall. The stairs are knocked out in front of you. We'll resolve that when we get to your initiative.
Fuck!
Okay.
Jesus Murphy.
Oh God, and then. And so like this one claw blasts through. Let's see if he gets the refresh. No, he does not. So that's going to be that. So, yeah, you see the claw and the rib cage, like, start to make their way in through this hole that they've burst through the side of the tower. But you just hear, like, a hollow as it cannot generate the force necessary to make a cool necrotic blast. And that's going to bring us right to you, Kaz. So we're going to say it knocked out like 15 feet of stairs in front of you, so you're going to have to make the jump.
What is the rule for jumping? I think I can jump 10 feet plus my strength.
It's your strength score.
My strength score.
In feet. If you get a running start, you can jump your strength score
which
in
you
feet.
Can easily reach 50
Which you're a
feet.
20, right? So you
correct.
Can do it pretty easily, but you've got the skull, so I'm going to make you know I'm going to make you do an athletics
okay,
check.
Okay, so that would be an action to do that?
No, that would just be part of your movement, I think.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Okay, great. All right, in that case.
It would be your movement plus the athletics check.
Nat 20.
Yes! Oh, not a fucking problem. So within that 20, I think when 29. You were hanging there, I think when you were hanging there, Kaz, one hand on like the crumbling staircase and the other on like the jawbone of this huge skull, I think you just like fucking hocked it.
Yeah.
Right to the other side of the staircase from that dangling position.
I think with a nat 20, I'm even able to, like, hold onto it and use the momentum that I have generated from the skull to, like, hoist myself up onto the stairs.
Yeah, great. Fantastic. Yeah. So you're up. Absolutely.
All right. So that... All right. Hold on. I can use my dash action as a bonus action. So are we considering that my action? What do I have left? What do I have to use?
No, you're good. Yeah. So we'll just say, yeah, getting up and... Yeah, that's just a reaction from his action. So you still have everything you need.
I will still use my bonus action to dash twice.
Great.
No, sorry. Let me rephrase. I will still use my bonus action first to dash.
Great.
Which gives me 80 feet of movement, halved because I'm
40.
You
know,
40, but so that'll 40 get you. Yeah.
But that should get me.
Yeah. So you leap across this chasm. You've tossed the skull across already.
So 10 of those 40 feet should get me to the top level of the beacon.
Uh-huh. We'll say, yeah, with all of that, with, like, jumping across, we'll say it gets you to the top of the stairs, to this final floor.
Okay.
Why don't we say?
So that is my bonus dash gets me there.
Lifting yourself up, making the jump, we'll say all of that included in the movement and everything else. Yeah, it gets you to the kind of top of the stairs here.
Okay. So... would it be fair to say that my action would then be to get the skull into that central area of the beacon? To dive in as if I were a football player diving into the end zone to make the touchdown.
I'm going to do another athletics check. If you get over a 20, you can do it this turn. If not, it'll have to be next turn.
Come on.
20 on
no!
the
dive.
Yes! You fucking kidding!
Meets it, beats it, Mother
damn
Vampire.
It, they're too good. Okay, so God damn it. God damn it.
Kaz
God
takes
damn it. Damn.
I think we broke Trevor.
Yes. That was
fuck you, Strahd.
That was an 11 on the die plus my plus 9 for athletics.
Okay.
All so
right.
Kaz takes
so
this
when
giant...
you get, let me describe the room for you.
Please,
you reach
please.
The top of the stairs, right? And you come to this third level, this final floor of the tower. And Kaz, it must have once been, it sort of calls to mind almost the cathedral back in Berez. Like, you can tell this must have once been a really incredible chamber.
Yeah.
The walls are painted a faded white that once must have been resplendent and brilliant, but now is faded with age, with kind of gold trim across all of the, you know, the borders and the corners of all the room. And the center, all around the surface of the room is this paned glass with these really vivid colors, oranges and reds and golds and yellows, depicting dragons and a valiant marching host in these sort of like paned windows surrounding it. In the center of the room is this altar that sort of stands like a V. The stone is smooth and looks like it is meant, like, sort of almost waiting to cradle something.
Kaz sees this V. She just dives for it. She has this skull that she has been, like, almost wearing as if it were a helmet, and sees this place, this skull-shaped receptacle, and with what little movement she has left, just dives for it. And not even like an American football player, like a rugby player.
Like a try, yeah. Like they dive into the end zone. Yeah.
Just summons the rest of her strength and just gracefully plops this thing down.
Yeah, just like throws it forward and it comes to land in this like perfectly, it just fits. As you lay it in, it fits like a glove. And as you put it in the way that the archway is shaped, the jaw of the dragon's mouth kind of opens and rests against the opposite side of the altar, and so it sits there for a moment. It sits there for a moment, just sitting inert back in this altar. And again, Kaz, you hear, like, as another claw blasts through the wall and, like, tears away, and you see Strahd standing there looking through this portal he has just opened up into the room. No, Kaz Leothro, not this time! No. As you place the skull in the altar, Kazley, you begin to hear this, like, melodic tinkling sound like a wind chime. And as you turn around, the skull, you see moving the length of the skull. It's almost as if scales are re-emerging upon it, golden and glittering, illuminating the room around you. No. No, Strahd says as the room around you begins to illuminate and grows brighter and brighter and brighter. And like swirling around, this swirling, vaporous, glowing dust begins to coalesce. And as it sort of forms in the mouth of the dragon skull, it shoots up through the top of the tower. And an enormous beam of light cascades into the sky, a sun well bursting out of the tower up towards the sky. The entire room, you, those of you watching from the ground, see out the paned glass of the tower at top. The windows are illuminated with brilliant golden light that cast rainbow-like just spectrums of light in all directions. And you see, as you look, Strahd standing there in this now opened cavern as the light washes across him. You see his skin begin to bubble and sizzle and smoke as the light blasts away his the outer layer of him. He cries as the light blasts across him, and he is forced to whirl his cloak up around him, creating a shield, and fly off, dashing desperately away. And as he leaves, the bones of the dragon begin to tumble and crumble, crashing down to the bottom of the tower. As you all stand, the beacon of Argenvost lit once again. It illumines. Its light reaches to Valaki, to Kresk, to the village of Barovia. All the settled places within the valley are illuminated again in a golden glowing light.
Argenvost earned his death, Strahd. And so have you.
And we'll call it there.
Oh, what a fucking line to end it on, Kaz! Woo! Holy shit!
That was fucking awesome.
Strahdcast features Campbell O'Hare as Winnie, Kay Devine Jones as Kaz, Ned Iannacone as Drogar, Tyler Cantor as Olaf, and me, Trevor William Fail, as your DM.
Patrons, patrons are what brings us together today. Special shout out to our newest patrons, Rachel Gommel, Michael Higgins, Liz, and Solo God. Welcome to the party.
If you're not ready to support us financially, there are still plenty of ways to help us out. You can follow us on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at CriticalFailDM, Binge Madness and Mercy on our YouTube channel, and join us there every other Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time when we do live listens of new episodes of the Strahdcast. Or rate and leave us a review wherever you like to listen. Thanks, Dungeoneers, and take your day with advantage.
Job, y'all. Wow.
Oh,
that was
shit.
Tense. That was fun. That was fucking tense. Good job.
Good job.
Good fucking
okay,
job.
So we long rest.
We long rest immediately. We all fall over.
Kaz falls asleep where she sits.
We fall over.
Drogar wants her to Omar. Don't move.